Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Well, I told you a little bit earlier that the president has signed the new expropriation bill. Now, what does that actually mean? Ramaphosa signs the expropriation bill into law. President Cyril Ramaphosa has signed the controversial bill into law, which allows organs of state to expropriate land in the public interest. The bill repeals the Apartheid-era Expropriation Act of 1975. Sandile Swane, who is a political analyst, joins us this morning. Sandile, good morning. Thanks for doing so. How are you?
Jolly good. Good morning to you.
Good morning. I like jolly good. Jolly good is perfect for a Friday. Except take us through a bit of a history of what has happened here in terms of this expropriation bill.
So I think from a legal process point of view, you are correct, first of all, in pointing that we've had an expropriation law already before, mm-hmm. which was promulgated in 1975.
Right.
So this is not new territory for South Africa.
Right.
Secondly, the Constitution provides in Section 25 for the property rights, which means expropriation, even expropriation without compensation, must be done within the ambit of Section 25. And some top lawyers, including the former Deputy Chief Justice, Tihang Musinedi, said there's nothing that pertains to expropriation of land or redistribution of land that is prevented
right.
by Section 25 of the Constitution. And Advocate Ngaitobi, senior counsel, has said the Constitution as it is good enough to cater for all the requirements of redistribution of land and all those land justice in general.
Right.
So, regardless of that, I think we can all agree that if the Act was passed in 1975 under conditions of apartheid, there will be sections of it that conflict with the new Constitution.
Right, right,
it does need to be amended or replaced in some way.
Right.
So that is not where the debate is going to come from. There have been for 5 years, minimum of 5 years, a process of consultation to say, how do we then change that law? And people, different parties, DA, AfriForum, Freedom Front Plus, ATM, EFF, ANC, all of them made their contributions.
Right.
Until the law was now ready for signature by the president, which has now just been done.
Right.
Now, naturally, there are people who feel that their rights are not protected enough. But the Constitution has not been amended. So your rights are actually protected by the Constitution, not by the law, not by a particular piece of legislation, but by the Constitution. So if all else fails, you must appeal to the Constitution. So the Constitution has not been changed. So so that is really the history and where we are today. And the latest is that I think I've seen two parties. I think it's AfriForum and the DA who want to go to court.
Yes.
And say that not all the procedures were followed relative to the promulgation of this law and the signature of this law by the president. So that is where we are with this particular act. The Constitution has not been changed, and your rights and my rights are actually vested in the Constitution. You can protect yourself with the Constitution against anything.
Right. The problem, of course, with that is that just in an extreme, the government comes and says, well, they want my house and they're going to take it without compensation, then for me then to go to the Constitutional Court is not a simple matter. I'm going to have to go and prove that this was done in a manner that doesn't protect my rights as envisioned by the Constitution.
So that discussion is a long discussion. I'll give you an example that many of us, including myself, experienced.
Right.
I have property and the title deed.
Right.
And there's a land invasion.
Right.
I must go to court to remove the trespassers who have now built shacks on my land. I'm talking about the concrete case now.
Right now. Okay.
In this process since April 2022, in this case, I was assaulted by the land invaders, so I had to chase up the police to identify and arrest the suspect who beat me up.
Wow.
Spend months attending the criminal court for the assault with the intent to cause grievous bodily harm. They launched charges, counter charges against me. I had to hire a lawyer to defend me. They launched 18 different cases of harassment, and I had to hire a lawyer to defend 18 cases.
So you've already spent a fortune on this.
I've fought 20 cases. I'm now on my 21st case of evicting them with my own money. So when you say you have property rights, expropriation without compensation is already in progress. The law is not protecting you anyway.
Right. So
if we are going to have a serious discussion about the protection of your title deed and your property,
I'm with you.
We need to have that discussion. Then it's
a lot broader.
Not this nonsense we're discussing now. So what you're saying is,
on a practical level, this is actually happening. You've mentioned your case; it's happening in many, many cases all across the country. So, in fact, our land ownership or our private property ownership is under threat simply because of maybe lawlessness or whatever it would be, not because of an expropriation bill or act.
So you are given a title deed, but the state does not protect you. You must go.
Right, I'm with you.
And
yes.
Look for your own money, and you can't go to the legal aid board for money to protect your property. That is why a lot of hijacked buildings and all sorts of things are there, because you look at this thing, I need bouncers, I need this, I need that, I need that. And these people are determined, and they know they can succeed because the property owner is disregarded in South Africa. The title deed is already disregarded in South Africa.
That is so interesting and such a different way of looking at it.
So this discussion is a frivolous and careless discussion by all these parties, including the DA and AfriForum on them. They are not talking about the lived experience of property owners in South Africa. I am not even talking about those who were dispossessed of their property immorally and outside of human rights, etc., etc., etc. So our legal system itself, it gives us rights that it cannot protect.
That is very interesting. And therefore, what you're saying is, in truth, this act really has been allowed for by the Constitution anyway, under certain circumstances. And it's really almost a non-event. It's
a non-event,
right?
Because the philosophy of our law, let me tell you, the philosophy of our law is against success. So if you are a successful person, you've got your own property, you are productive, you are penalized by the courts, because the people who were attacking me were funded by the state by legal aid, and I was not funded. I had to finance. So the state was working for my defeat, and they are still doing that because I'm still financing this, taking money from my grandchildren, from my children, from my wife to pay for this as we speak today.
Yeah.
So I can have a polite discussion with you, an academic discussion.
No, I don't want a polite academic discussion. I want the real discussion, which is exactly what we've been having. But it is 7 o'clock. Unfortunately, I do need to end because I need to go to news and news headlines. Sandile Swana, thank you. You have given me a very, very different perspective of the expropriation bill and the current situation playing out right now across South Africa. It's 7 o'clock.